Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got to get Greg on. No, so I don't know that we've never had Greg on the show.
We've never had Greg on the show. No, but Greg from GhostRide.com.
We have had him on in the sense that he's Doug Stanhope, there's a connection with all of us. So Doug's a dear friend of the show, and I'm a huge fan of Ghost Ride Productions. We've all been talking about the Trans World Haunt Show that's happening in St. Louis this weekend. I go every year, and I love it there. It's an incredible. I look forward to this more than people have any idea.
Oh, it's like Christmas morning. It is.
Hector goes. Q goes. Nuss is going. Pemberton's going. Jerry still may go if his daughter had their baby.
That's where we're at
that's
now.
That's where we're at. It's an amazing time. You've been.
Oh, yeah, I've been. It's fantastic.
So Doug's, one of his tour managers, they're brothers. There's two brothers. They both run Ghost Ride Productions, and they build incredible stuff. The Zombie at My House is Ghost Ride. The Baron Samedia is Ghost Ride. The Girl Under the Sink.
Yeah, Alexa Asylum, yeah.
Oh, so good, man. And then these guys.
The Trans World Halloween Show is coming up in St. Louis. I'll be there with my brother, Ghost Ride Productions. It's our 20th year going to the show.
Nice.
And that is in St. Louis. And what the f*** is the date? Come on. They have the
That's
worst
all right, because
website.
I'm going to plug who else.
March 21st to the 24th at the America's Center. Come on down.
And who else is going to be there? Plug for our friend Johnny Dare from Kansas City.
Oh,
Johnny
yeah, yeah.
Dare
he
always comes.
Down.
His whole backyard
Did
is full of your stuff.
Did you see the production? Did you guys look at I'll put it on here afterwards. There's f***ing pyrotechnics like a KISS f***ing show. I'm like, dude, this is next level shit, dude.
Johnny Dare does morning radio in Kansas City forever, and he's a great guy, and his whole backyard is set up with shit mostly
trusses
from your...
Trusses and f***ing robots with giant plasma screens. He buys stuff from Ghost Ride, which you found out when you did his radio show last time. But he sent me, he's like, I sent him the thing like what we do here, the little haunted house.
Yeah.
And then he goes, here's my yard. I'm like, is this a Microsoft event? It's everything is fucking blowing up and it was crazy. So yeah, Johnny Dare, you won this year, but we got some plans for next year.
Born in Santa Ana and raised in Fullerton, California, our next guest has been a musician, radio morning show producer, webmaster, comedy show booker, and was tour manager for the late Mitch Hedberg. But these days, he is the producer of the Doug Stanhope podcast, as well as working with his brother Michael on one of the hottest companies in the haunt business, Ghost Ride Productions. And he's in St. Louis for this weekend's big Trans World Haunt Show. Please welcome, Greg Shaley.
Hey Greg, how are you, man?
Yo! Hey, good morning.
Dude, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. I'm so excited about this weekend. Are you already in St. Louis?
Yeah, I love the intro. In that resume you gave me on the intro, it actually sounds like I've done something with my life.
Listen, you guys, in my opinion, far and away, the most realistic, most hyper-realistic stuff I've ever seen in any of these. It's amazing stuff.
Oh, thanks, man. This year, I know you like to walk the floor. But we got some great stuff this year. There's going to be next level from what you saw last year. I know you got the Alexa in your bathroom.
Yeah.
We turned that one up a notch, too. You're going to love it.
Oh, the Alexa Asylum. I'm not kidding you. I've had adults literally scream out loud because I've got a pedestal sink. So she just tucks underneath. And just the way she's sitting, hugging her knees and with her head down, and the hair is so good. That literally, like, I know it's there, and it'll get me every once in a while. I'll go in there and take a leak.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, oh, my God.
No blood, no gore. It's just in the corner. You might not see it, but when you do, you jump out of your skin.
Well, that's what makes Baron Samedi so good, that the voodoo guy. Like, he looks so real.
Yeah.
He's brilliant, man. And, of course, the Moss Man, the zombie, is incredible. That guy's in my halfway up my stairs on the landing.
Yeah, we got a couple more items like that where you got to get right up next to me. Is that real? And when they put them in the haunt, people go through the haunt. We sell throughout the nationwide, but we ship international. We don't even know where some of these times we go to a haunt and we'll see it in there. And people, they just walk around it because they don't even know if it's going to jump out at them. And that's part of the hyper-realistic look that that we've been working on. 20 years now we've been in the business.
Well, you sick bastards. The thing that makes you guys so very good is the idea behind it. Anybody can throw blood and pretend to hack something with an axe and give it a brain hanging out or whatever. But do whoever's behind the creative with you guys, that's where it's really effed up with Ghost Ride. You guys,
my brother and his team, man. They come in with these ideas. Some of the stuff is wet when it goes in the box and we get it out here to the show because last minute someone comes up with something. So some of the things don't even make it onto our catalog, which I can give you guys a sneak peek. I know you're not going to look at it, but if the listeners want to go to grpcatalog.com, they'll get a sneak peek of what's going to be unveiled at the show tomorrow.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
At the show in St. Louis.
That ex-con clown is brilliant. That idea is so creepy on different levels. Like, it's so frightening without being gory at all. You're just like, Jesus Christ, man, that's a creepy doll.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That is, and you've done some amazing stuff. Like, and I got to tell you, also, I'm going to pick up the Madman. I know that it's just a coincidence that it looks exactly like Ozzy Osbourne when he shaved his head back in the 80s.
It may or may not be an homage to Ozzy.
Well, I'm definitely going to pick
maybe
one.
Maybe the mold fell off the back of a truck. You don't know.
I'm going to get one signed when down at Rocklahoma. But some of the stuff is like, again, it's so good. And this is, unfortunately, if you guys listening, it's not open to the public. This show in St. Louis this weekend, you've got to have a business license, a haunt, a business. But what you can do is get on ghostride.com and order from them directly. I can tell you that it is museum quality stuff.
Actually, we do. Yeah, we sell to museums. We've got a guy out here in St. Louis. He's been a customer for about 10 years. And he uses our props to display the costumes and some of the stuff he's got in his museum.
What have you got in your house? What does your house look like? Is it normal or is it like my house?
I live next door to Doug Stanhope, so my house is not normal.
Right.
My house is not normal in any stretch. But we keep a lot of the stuff at the shop. But we do a haunt, my girlfriend and I, we do a haunt. And Doug watches from his bar, but he doesn't really get involved. But when we go up and get that going on, it takes over the house like you. Not quite to your level, but we're getting there.
Well, I'll tell you, man, it's we've been doing that for about 20 years. I think we run 2,000 kids on Halloween alone. I know we go through 2,000 full-size candy bars on that night.
That's our trick, too, which is always weird when I'm putting up flyers that tell kids to come to my house.
My theory was when these kids turn into little criminals and they start breaking into people's houses and stealing stuff, I hope they look back on me fondly and skip my house.
Skip that one. Move on. Yeah, it's called the purge. Purge will skip your house.
Yeah. Have you, tell me this, have you ever come up with something so effed up, if they produce it, where you went, no, that actually we can't do?
Yeah, we had one. We had a little snafu one year where we named something Prego. It was a light cast of a large bellied gal.
Wow.
She wasn't pregnant, but we called it that, and that took a little flack.
took a little heat.
But isn't that crazy? You literally have clown children, Siamese twins, your heads are hooked together. You have kids who chains are running out of their arms.
Yeah, you have the puppet kids, yeah.
Yeah, you've got chopped up people, frozen women. I mean, those women, that's the thing, you guys, again, I come back to this idea. Like, the veins in their legs and their feet and their toenails are so real that it's super disturbing, even when it's not gory. It's just a really disturbing thing.
The feet and the eyes are what sell it.
Oh, yeah, the eyes, you got to get right down to it. The thing with the venation and all of the layers is how they do that. There's sometimes 7 or 9 layers of paint that go on to make that just foam product. But, I mean, it just has that realism and that texture that, you know, that's what my brother's been striving for years. And this is really, you know, 20 years worth of work just in this industry. I mean, this is it. Go to grpcatalog.com. You can check it out. It's incredible stuff.
UI. And also zombie rot nun. Nothing. Nobody gets upset about the old zombie rot nun, huh?
You know, the zombie thing is kind of a little bit, it's been out there for a while. It's all cyclical, John. You've seen all this stuff. It comes and goes, and it comes back in fashion. But right now, we're doing the realistic-looking life caps. And right now, we've got, last year, we started with a 465-pound guy named Frog that we life casted.
That's great.
And this year, we actually got a head put on him, like a John Wayne Gacy kind of clown. It's creepy, man. Clowns are coming back, Johnny.
I tell you, the other stuff, the stuff I saw in the catalog yesterday that's cool is, and it's a little more subtle but gory, is the animal parts, like animal skins and stuff. Like, if you just wanted to do a room of, like, crazy animal skins, it's cool.
Yeah, you know, those were a big seller a couple of years ago because my brother started making these body parts, sides of beef and stuff. And then we did these skins. And, Johnny, you know, you got to keep this stuff. It's expensive.
Yeah.
You want to keep it for a bunch of years. And my brother has a process of a skin on the back of an actual hide. He coats it with this product that keeps it. It's basically sealed in there. So you get a hide that is durable anyway, and it goes through the ghostwise process, and it's even that much more bulletproof for year and year after in your haunt. I mean, some of these haunt rides, like the hay rides and stuff like that. I mean, we've got the forever pumpkin. We've got a 600-pound pumpkin.
Yeah, filled with heads.
It goes year after year. You don't have to ever throw it away.
No, it's not like I just laughed out loud then because I realize in the rest of the world right now is filling out their brackets for the Final Four, and they're talking college basketball. And all I want to talk about is how you keep the hides correct, and you know, you have the festering. And just by the way, when you order these people, and they're all different, you know, things. They're sitting in chairs, they're being hung, they're being tortured, they're laying on the floor, whatever they're doing. There's a different process for each one. They can be frozen. They could be have clown makeup. They could be burned. They could be festering. They could have boils.
Yeah, they could be autopsied. I mean, it could be everything.
But you literally have different finishes that you offer as through the process when you're ordering them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like getting, you know, like what toppings do you want on your sundae? I mean, you can customize it to an extent. You know, it is weird when someone walks into the office and you're taking a phone order and you're like, so you want me to put acid on her? it can get a little odd if the UPS guy comes in and you're doing an order over the phone.
There's a picture now. I'm looking at one of the ones I don't know how I missed this before. It made me laugh. It's clearly a mental patient, a female in a hospital gown, and she has wrapped her bed sheet around her neck and hung herself. And you can pick her out of the lineup. Just look for Ally Sheety.
Aww. Yeah, some of the names are fine.
There's so many different things. We just have to, like, I don't know, she's got a sheet around her neck. How about Ally Sheedy? That's really how it comes up sometimes. We got to move on to the next thing. We don't have time to work on these names. So.
It's so good. It's so good. And it's hard to explain to people what this haunt show is like in Transworld. It brings out all the best weirdos in the world. So it's got the great artists like Ghost Ride. Ghostride.com, by the way, is their overall website. But it also brings out the...
But
go ahead.
Hey, John, let me just say one more time. If people want to check out our new line, it's not even... we haven't even blasted it out to the general public yet, but grpcatalog.com. They can actually see everything. It's new this year. That's not unveiled yet.
Look at that.
And everything that we had in the booth last year.
I've just pulled it up. You sick bastards. This is so good, by the way. I can't look at this right now while I'm talking to you all. I'm drifting through it. Now you made me forget what I was going to say. God damn it. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. Hey, John, let me tell you this. The registration is open to the public now. There's a fee to get into the show. So you can get in for a standard pass gets you into the show for 4 days.
Is that right?
Out at the American Center in St. Louis. Yeah.
Smart.
We opened it up a couple years ago. Yeah.
How is it? I never realized that. I never realized that, man. I thought it was still under the same laws. Well, that's great. Well, listen, you guys, if you can find a hotel room or you can go down for the afternoon and then drive back to Kansas City, you should go to this. It's incredible. By the way, go see grpcatalog.com. Letter G, letter R, letter P, wordcatalog.com. But the thing that's great about this Transworld Haunt Show is the fact that it's got these weirdos that own haunted houses themselves. So they all wear their own. It's like seeing little gangs of people. Sometimes they always wear their own clothes, their own shirts, or sometimes they come in their own characters. Then there's people who want to show their costumes and their makeup abilities. So those weirdos are walking around. There's two open bars, so you can always buy a drink. And so there's some of the most depraved. I've wandered into a couple of hotel rooms that even I was like, what in the goddamn is happening in here?
Yeah, it's an eclectic group.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, man. And my the best year though is I don't know if it's six years ago, 5 years ago, when it coincided at the same arena that the Trans World Haunt Show was happening and the Prostatots whatever festival was happening, the little JonBenet Ramsey festival.
Oh my God!
Do you remember that?
Like I don't get out into the main room so much, It's so weird because it's such a big event center. We have 100,000 square feet just in our event, and now they're adding on a Christmas show. That's part of it as well, and that's just gonna be way more people than we've ever had in the building over the weekend.
Well, that's what's gonna be my favorite because what's happening now? So they're gonna sell Christmas stuff too, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine what's getting ready to happen: a bunch of middle-aged ladies who normally will spend their days writing inspirational words on barnwood. Now, they're going to wander into this goddamn show looking for Christmas and celebrating the birth of the baby Jesus when they walk up on Ghost Ride and the rest of the stuff. It's going to be the greatest people watching ever this year.
Hey, we could put a Santa hat on a Mothman. No problem.
That's fantastic. Hey, you know, that actually brings up a good point, man. I think it's time you guys came up with a really solid crucified Santa Claus.
I think we had him 3 years ago. We had him tied up and just totally, like he went through that scene in Reservoir Dogs.
Nice.
We really gave it to him. Yeah.
Yeah, so many good ones, man. There's so much good stuff. All right, listen, brother, I will see you. I'll be down there Friday morning, so I'll get there then. But I'm looking forward to seeing you, Greg, and I'm such a huge fan of all of it.
Great, man. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great year. Don't forget, it's the 21st through the 24th at America Center.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Stay right there. Hold on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.